Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim
Yishkot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
I'm going to testify.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Man fi know ya, from you I live up as a soldier. Who know you when you say man fi know ya, from you I'm a follow soldier. That's why I say, highly, 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 Selassie high, highly, 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 high, emperor highly high. So the man dem a fi know what the true emperor, so that's how we know about us. Can make some biblical reference in the old and in the New Testament. Psalm 87, Isaiah 9 did make some comment. Revelation 5 sealed the judgment. From Judah the scepter shall not depart. 2nd of November 1920, always living away at the Geneva Conference. Make no woman a take that. That's why Rastafari has to chant. No, yeah. From you I live up as a soldier. When you hear me, I say man fi no. Describe the man so at all. Now take the beast mark and get a sudden fall, be a chosen out of the many that call. And no Jah, from you I live up as a soldier. When you know you and me a say man fi no Jah, from you I'm a fellow soldier. Help me now I sing. Sing as I play as a fisherman, my strings are in thee. So you must know of your responsibility. Show the role of his imperial majesty and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Some say Baha'u'llah and Elijah Muhammad and everyone, justification is always solid. So you feel make sure when you get the mark in you for it is from the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. So you feel no doubt, from you I live up as a soldier. When I hear when we are from you a buffalo soldier. That's why I sing. Highly, 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 highly,
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people, here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God, Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Slavia,
the whom praises do forever.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
I'm going to testify. Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, here. For this sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Rishon, aliyah. Here for the first reading, the first up offering, the first aliyah, the first ascension offering. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 11 for the 21st Rastafari sabbatical study. Here for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat Seder. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael. B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Ab, the Father, in the name of the Bein, the Son, in the name of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah, He who be, He be, the One. Who may worship? Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Contrast Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 21. Who may worship? Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Shema Yisrael here from the Sefer Shemot. Here for Shemot Ki Tisa. Y'daberi Yehuwa il Moshe Leimor. Ki Tisa et Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Lifa B'deihem. We natnu ish kofer nasho la Yahua bif od otam ulo yehyem vahema negef bif od otam. And Yahua and Jehovah spake to Moshe saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them. When numberest them, Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spoke il Moshe to Moses leimor, saying, Ki Tisa, when thou takest, Ki Tisa, when thou liftest up, Ki Tisa et Rosh, when thou takest the sum, when thou liftest up the head, Ki Tisa et Rosh, B'nei Yisrael, when thou liftest up the Rosh, the head of the sons of Yisrael, Ki Tisa et Rosh, B'nei Yisrael, Lifa Kuteihem, according to their number. Li fikudehem, according to their number. With natnu ish kofer nafsho, then shall they give. With natnu, the natnu ish, then shall they give. Every man ish, with natnu ish, and every ish shall give. Kofer nafsho, kofer a ransom. Kofer nafsho, a ransom for his soul, for his psyche. La Yahuwah to Jehovah. When atnu ish kofer nafsho la Yahuwah. Be fikod otam. When thou I numberest them. Be fikod otam. When thou numberest them. Ulo yihye vahem negefa. Be fikod otam. That there be no negef. Ulo yihye. By him, negef, that there be not amongst them negef, a plague. Bifkod otam, when thou numberest, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, everyone that passes among them, that are numbered, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel, 20 gerahs, and half shekel, a half shekel, the offering of Yahuwah, the offering of Jehovah. Ze yitnu kol ha-over ala ha-pokudim pachitzita ha-shekel bi-shekel ha-kodesh asarim gerah ha-shekel matzita ha-shekel tiruma la Yahuwah. This they shall give. Ze yitnu. Ze, this yitnu. They shall give. Kol ha-over. Ha-over. Everyone that passeth. Kol ha-over. Allah ha-pikudim. Among them that are numbered. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel. B'shekel ha-kodesh, after the shekel of the kodesh, the shekel of ha-kodesh, of the holy place, after the shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. B'shekel ha-kodesh, asrim geram ha-shekel. The shekel is 20 geras. Asrim gera ha-shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel. Teruma la-Yahuwah, a teruma, an offering la-Yahuwah to Jehovah. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give a offering, shall give a teruma, shall give an offering. Et teruma Yahuwah to Jehovah. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When give an offering, a teruma Yahuwah to Jehovah, to make an atonement for your souls, for your psyches. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, of the tents of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that it may be a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to make an atonement ala nafa shotekem, for your souls, for your psyche. Who may worship? Second item, the cleansed. Compare and contrast Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10, and 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus, chapter 30, hear, verse 17. Vayidaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spake, and Jehovah spoke. Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, to Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver brass, and his foot also brass, to wash. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach, and the altar. And thou shalt put water therein, for Aharon, Ubanayu, and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat, when they go into the Ohel Moed, into the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting. They shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, the Mizbeach, to minister, to burn offering made by fire, Yahuwah to Jehovah. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Who may worship, who may worship? Third item, the anointed, the Moshiach, the Messiah, the Christian, the anointed. Compare and contrast the gospel according to Johannes, Johannin, John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 23, Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18, as well as Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 18 and verse 19. Hear, 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 Exodus, chapter 30, here at verse 22. Vayidaberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor, moreover, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moses leimor, saying, take thou also to thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, and of cassia, 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary of HaKodesh, and of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary.
it shall be an holy, a set apart anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting therewith, and Aaron Ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony, and the shulchan, and the table, and all his vessels, and Ha'menorah, and the lampstand, and his vessels, and the altar, the Mizbeach of the Kittaret of the Aishans, the altar of incense, and the Mizbeach, the altar of the Olah, the burnt offering, with all his vessels, and the Kior, the laver in his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy, shall be set apart. And thou shalt anoint Aharon Ubanayu, Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that may minister to I in the priest's office. Umashachta bo eta ohel moeda we et Aharon ha'edut. And thou shalt anoint Umashachta bo therewith, with it, in it, Umashachta bo eta ohel moeda. And thou shalt anoint therewith the tent of meeting. Umashachta bo et ohel moeda with et Aharon ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony. We et ha shulchan, and the table, we et kol kalayu, and all the vessels thereof. We et ha menorah, and the lampstand. We et keleha, and the vessels, and all her vessels. We et mizabach ha ketoret, and the altar of Hagetoret of the Aishans, Mizbach, Mizbach, Hagetoret. Weeta Mizbach Ha'Ola, and the altar of burnt offering, Weeta Mizbach Ha'Ola, Weeta Kola Kelayo, with all the vessels thereof. Weeta Ha'Kiora, and the Kior, the laver. Weeta Ha'Kior, Weeta Kano, and the base thereof. Weeta Kano, Wekidashta Otam, and thou, the eye, shall sanctify, set them apart. Wekidashta Otam, Wehayu Kodesh Kodashim, that they may be most holy, that they may be holy of holy. With Hayu Kodesh Kodashim Kola Ha Nogea Bahem Yikdash, whatsoever toucheth them shall be set apart, shall be holy. Kola Ha Nogea Bahem Yikdash. And thou shalt anoint Aharon and his sons. Weeta Aharon, Weeta Banayo, Tim Shach. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons. Weeta Aharon, Weeta Banayo, Tim Shach. Wekidashtao Tam, that, and sanctify them, and sanctify them, and set them apart. Wekidashta O Tam, Le Kahain Li, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, that they may minister to me. Le Kahain Li, that they may priest to I. And thou shalt speak to the children of Israel, to the children of Israel. Weeta b'nei Israel tidaber, saying, Lemor, this shall be an holy anointing oil to me, to I, throughout your generations. Shemen mishachata kodesha yehyeh zeli ledorotekem. This shall be a holy, a set-apart anointing, messiahing oil. Shemen mishachat kodesh. Shemen mishachata kodesh yehyeh zeli ledorotekem, throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye y'all make like it after the composition of it. it holy, set apart. It shall be holy to you, set apart to you. Allah, Bisara Adam, Loa Yisak, Ua Bir Mata Kunto, Lo Aisu, Ka Mohu, Kodeshu, Kodesh Yihye Lakem. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured. Allah, Bisar Adam, upon Adam's flesh, Allah, Bisar Adam. Upon Adam's flesh, upon the flesh of Adam, shall it not be poured. Allah besar Adam, lo ye yasak. Neither shall ye y'all make any like it. Uva mata kunto, uva be mata kunto, lo ta'isu. Ka mohu, according to the composition thereof. Y'all shall not make any like it, neither shall y'all make any like it according to the composition thereof. Ooh, be mate kuno kutno, ooh, be mate kunto, uva mate kunto, lo ta isu, ka mohu kodeshu, it is holy, kodesh, set apart who, he is set apart, kodesh, who. It is holy, holy he is, holy it is, Kodesh Yihye Lakem, and it shall be Kodesh to you all, to y'all, Kodesh Yihye Lakem. Whosoever compoundeth any, like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzar we nikrat me amayo. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzar we nikrata me amayo. Worship, worthship, the incense, the aishas, type of prayer and praise. It is for Ha-Adon, it is for Adonai, Adonai. Verse 37, spiritual, not sensuous. Verse 38, hear, 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 picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 34. Worship, the Aishans, type of prayer and praise. It is for Adonai. It is iritical, spiritual, not sensuous. Wayomari Yehovah el Moshe, kach leka. Samima natafa ua she cheleta we chelibana samim ua levana zaka bada birada yihye. And Jehovah said to Moshe, take to the eye sweet spices, stacta and anika and galbana, sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like. Wayomari Yehovah, and Jehovah said, Il Moshe to Moses, Kach Lika, take to the eye, Kach Lika, Samima Nataf, sweet spices, Samim Nataf, sweet spices, U Shechelet, Stacta, We Chelabana, and Anika, Wikhalabina Samin and Anika Onika Galbanam Ula Vona Ulevona Ulevona, sweet spices with pure frankincense, with pure frankincense. Zaka Vada Vivada, of each shall there be a like. Zaka Vada Vivada Yihye. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure, holy, set apart. it oreta rokah ma ise rokeah mi mulah ahor odesh, and thou shalt make of it aishent, and thou shalt make of it incense, aishent. Wi asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it kitoret, aishent incense. Wi asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it of her kitoret, aishent. Rokah, rokah ma'isei, rokeach. A perfume after the art of perfume. Mia mulach ahor kodesh, seasoned with salt, with salt. Mi mulach ahor pure kodesh, holy. Ahor pure kodesh, holy. And thou shalt beat of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation in the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, where I will meet with thee. It shall be to the most holy. With shachata mimena ha deka, with natata mimena lifne ha edut. Be'ohel mo'ed asher iya wa'ed aleka shama kodesh kodashim tihyeh lachem. And thou, the eye, shall beat some of it very small. Wishahakta mimena ha'deik, and put of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting. We natata mimena lifne ha'edut be'ohel mo'ed, in the tent of meeting where I will meet with the eye. Asher iwa'ed aleka shama, asher iwa'ed aleka shama, where I will meet with the eye. Deya shama kodesh kodashi, holy of holies, most holy, kodesh kodashi, tihyeh, she shall be lachem, to y'all, to you all, kodesh kodashi, tihyeh lachem. And as for the perfume, the aishens, that thou shalt make, ye y'all shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be to thee holy, set apart, La Yahuwah for Jehovah. With ha-kitoret and the kitoret, and ha-kitoret and the aishens, the incense. With ha-kitoret asher ta'isse bi-mata kunataha lo ta'isu lachem kodesh tihyeh leka la Yahuwah. And the aishens, with ha-kitoret, that thou shalt make asher ta'ise bi matakun taha, according to the composition thereof, according to her, according to her composition. Bi matakun taha lo ta'isu, thereof y'all shall not make, not for y'all to make. Lo ta'isu lachem, for yourselves. Kodesh tihyeh, set apart she is. Kodesh tihyeh lika, to the eye, male. Kodesh tihyeh lika la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Whosoever shall make like to that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher ya'ise ka moha li ha riach baha wi nikrat me amayo. Whosoever ish man asher, that which ya'ise, that makes it. Ish asher ya'ise ka moha, whosoever man ish, that makes like to ha, kamoha, ish asher ya'ise kamoha, liha riach, to smell thereat, liha riach, to smell baha, to smell thereat, liha riach baha, to smell ha, with nikrat Me Amayo shall be cut off. Me Amayo from Amayo, his people. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, picking up with the Rishon Aliyah here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 31. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 19th item, the workmen. Wayomeri Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou liftest up, Shabbat Ki Tisa, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, here, Exodus chapter 31, here at verse 18, for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Vayitena et Moshe kaloto le davera ito abehar sinaya shneya luchota ha eduta luchota even k tovim be etzva Elohim. And he gave to Moses, to Moshe, when he had made an end of communing with them upon Mount Sinai, two tables, tablets of testimony, tables, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Elohim, written with the finger of the true good, the true God. Vayiten et Moshe k'kalto le'daber ito. And he gave to Moses, vayiten et Moshe. And he gave to Moses, vayiten et Moshe k'kalto. When he had made an end of speaking with him, k'kaloto l'daver ito, b'har Sinai, upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, shne l'chota ha'edut, the two tables, tablets of the testimony, shne l'chot ha'edut, l'chota even. Tables, tablets of stone, Luchot Evan, Ketuvim, De Etzba'a Elohim, written, Ketuvim, written, De Etzba'a, Etzba'a, with the finger, De Etzba'a Elohim, written with the Etzba'a Elohim, the finger of Elohim, the finger of the true good, the finger of the true God. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir Yisrael, here, Exodus chapter 32, parenthetical, the broken law. And when Ha'am, the people, saw that Moses delayed to come down out of Hahara, out of the mount, Ha'am, the people gathered themselves together to Aharon and said to him, up, make us gods Elohim that shall go before us, for as for this Moshe, the man that brought us up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring to me, to us. And all the people break off the golden earrings which in their ears and brought to Aharon. And he received at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these thy gods, O Israel, brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And when Aharon saw He built an altar before it, and Aharon made proclamation and said, tomorrow a feast to Jehovah. And they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. The condemnation of Yahuwah of Jehovah, verse 7. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, go, get thee down, for Amikah, the I people that thou broughtest out of the land of Mitzrayim, have corrupted. They have turned aside quickly out of the way I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereto, and said, these are Elohim, O Yisrael, that have brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, I have seen this people, and behold, it, stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee, a great nation. The advocacy of Moshe. Compare and contrast 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Here, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And Moshe besought Yahuwah Elohayov, Jehovah his Elohim, and said, Yahuwah Jehovah, why doth thy wrath wax hot against Amikah, the I people, that thou hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against Amikah, against the I people. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of Shemaim, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give to your seed, and they shall inherit forever. And Yahuwah Jehovah repented of the evil he thought to do to Amor, his people. Disciplinary judgment, verse 15. And Moshe turned and went down from Ahar, from the mount, and the two tables, tablets of the testimony, in his hand. The tables, the tablets, written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other, they written. And the tables, the tablets, the work of Elohim, the true good, the true God, graven upon the tables, upon the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moshe, a noise of war in the camp. And he said, not the voice of shout for mastery, neither the voice of cry for being overcome. The noise of sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh to the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moshe's anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables, the tablets, out of his hands, and brake them beneath Ahar, beneath the mount. And he took the calf that they had made, and burnt in the fire, and ground to powder, and strawed upon the water, and made the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, drink. And Moshe said to Aharon, to Aaron, what did this people to thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin, an uckery, upon them? And Aaron said, make not the anger of Adoni, my Lord, wax hot. Thou knowest, thou knowest the people, that they on mischief, for they said to me, make us gods, make us Elohim. Make us gods, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us that shall go before us. For this Moshe, this Moses, the man that brought I and I up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And I said to them, whosoever hath any gold, let them make them break off. so they gave. Then I cast it into the fire. There came out this calf. And when Moshe saw that the people naked, for Aaron had made them naked to shame among their enemies. Then Moshe stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who on Yahuwah, on Jehovah's side, to I?" And all the sons of Levi, of Levi, gathered themselves together to. And he said to them, "Thus saith Yahuwah, Israel, Jehovah the Elohim of Israel, put every man his sword by his side. Go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the Bnei Levi, the children of Levi, did according to the word of Moshe, according to the word of Moses. And there fell of Ha'am of the people that day about 3,000 men." The missed bracha, the missed blessing, verse 29. "For Moshe had said, consecrate yourselves today to Jehovah, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a bracha, a blessing, this day, the confession, an intercession of Moshe, of Moses, verse 30. "And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, ye y'all have sinned a great sin, y'all have a great up. And now I will go up, I will aliyah up to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, peradventure, perhaps. I shall make an atonement for your sin, for your uckery." And Moshe returned to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, "Oh, this people have sinned a great sin, have ucked up a great uck, and have made them gods and the theme of gold. Yet now, if I wilt forgive their sin, their uckery, and if not, blot I, out of thy book that thou hast written." And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, "Whosoever hath sinned, have upped up against me, against us, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people that I have spoken to thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. I will visit their uckery upon them. And Yahuwah Jehovah plague Ha'am, because they made the calf that Aharon made. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Exodus chapter 33. The journey, the tribe to be resumed. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, "Depart, go up hence, thou and Ha'am and the people that thou hast brought up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, to the land I swear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, to thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way." And when Ha'am, when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornament. For Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Moshe, "Say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children of Israel, ye, y'all, a stiff-necked people, I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do to thee." And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb, the tent of meeting outside the camp, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting outside the camp, verse 7. And Moshe took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp or far off from the camp and called it the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, the tent of meeting. And it came to pass, everyone that sought Yahuwah, that sought Jehovah, went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that without the camp. And it came to pass when Moshe went out to the tabernacle, all the people rose up and stood every man tent door and looked after Moshe until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moshe entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood the door of the tabernacle and talked with Moshe. And all the people, all of Ha'am, saw the cloudy pillar stand the tabernacle door. And all Ha'am, all the people rose up and worshipped and worshipped every man. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spake to Moshe face to face as a man speaketh to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant, Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. With the Beri Yehoshua el Moshe, Panim el Pani, Ka'asha Yidaber Ish el Re'ai, with Shavaila Machineh, Ua Me Sharto Yehoshua. And Yahuwah Jehovah spoke with Diberi Yahuwah El Moshe to Moses, Panim El Panim, face to face, Panim El Panim, Kasher Yidaber Isha El Re'ehu, as a man speaketh to his friend, Kasher Yidaber Isha El Re'ehu, with Shava El Hamahneh Il Hamachin, and he would return into the camp with Shav Il Hamachin. But his minister, Uamit Sharto Yehoshua Bin Nun, but his minister, Uamit Sharto, his Misharto, Misharto Yehoshua Joshua Bin Nun, son of Nun, Naar, a young man, Naar, Lo Yamish Mitok Ha'ohel, departed not out of Ha or Hell,
Yes, shalom, Chavarim, right here. First and second Aliyot here for this 21st sabbatical study with the Shabbat Strong. Ki Tisa, when you, the translator says when you take, but when you lift up, Tisa from Nasa, to lift up, speaking to a male, Ki, when, Tisa, when you lift up, right here, yes.
I'm going to testify. sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Speaking as a man speaks to his friend face to face, or here in his grace, Gormawi Nugus Neges, speaking to Ayinai, called children and faithful. Face to face with me, and yes, I'm out of here. It's too much.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Not just history, not just nostalgia, but walking it out in reality, activity, right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here for this 21st sabbatical study for Ki Tisa, when you take, as it's translated, but when you lift up directly, when you lift up, Ki Tisa. So here, just an overview right here, and also for Purim, Sameyah, happy. Purim again, but otherwise going to listen to chapters from Esther Hadassah here for this Purim here, Chavarim, in the season as we prepare right here coming up, you know, from the valley, astrologically speaking, the valley of the shadow of death, from the darker times of the season, the year, the winter moons, as spring coming forward. Here for this Rastafari sabbatical table talk, reasonment right here. Picking up this 21st sabbatical study with Exodus, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus. Here we got Exodus chapter 30. Here at verse 11 to chapter 34, verse 35, right here. So in the last two Torah readings and feedings, sabbatical manna, angel's bread, we had for the 20th, the 19th and the 20th, here we're at the 21st, the previous two here for continuity purposes, we had Teruma, the offering, and Tetzave, thou shall command. Moshe was up on Har Sinai, Har in the Hebrew, Har, mountain, from the Hebraic Harar. This man was born there, Har Sinai. Receiving, Kabbaling, the Kabbalah, the receptivity, the receiving of the vision and the Tavnit, the pattern, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the Tavnit, so pattern recognition, here the vision, saw the vision, so let's get a good vision. Moshe was up upon Har Sinai receiving the vision of the sanctuary, known as the Mishkan, right, the dwelling place or the tabernacle. So its function, the Mishkan, a dwelling place for Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, known as the Mikdash, the holy place, but literally the tabernacle or the tent, the Ohel, and its various furnishings. In this sabbatical study for this Shabbat, coming forward here we are at the third day here on the Inn and the Irit, you know. But here for this Torah reading and feeding for Ki Tisa, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim commanded that all the Bnei Yisrael, all the Mandem, it says the Ish, right? Not Ish, but the Ish, over the age of 20, that all the Bnei Yisrael, all the Yisraelim, all the Israelites, particularly the sons of Israel, over the age of 20, must pay half a shekel. Shekel. Now, shekel is the currency. It's made of kesef. It's a silver. You see, the silver currency known as a shekel. So all the males over the age of 20 must pay half a shekel tax. Like a tax to help to support the service, the avoda, the service within the Mishkan, within the dwelling place, within the tabernacle. Now, after this, some might call it, we call it like a tax or like a levy, so to speak, you know, for the Levites and the Kohanim. But after this tax was explained, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim described some additional elements that would be required for the priestly aboda, the priestly service at the sanctuary of the Mishkan, namely a copper washstand, kiyor, the sacred anointing oil, the oil for the Moshiach, the Messiahing, the anointing, the christening, and incense, very important here, the aishens. In fact, it begins off right here in chapter 30. Schofield's Study Bible brings it out very accurately, the great worship chapter, the altar, the golden altar of aishens, of incense. And here we also get the cannabisum, the cannabis within the Hebrew script. So the incense, the aishens for the golden altar in the Kodesh, in the holy place. Now, Yahuwah Atzmo, Jehovah himself, then named Betzalel, as a man, quote, filled with the Ruach, Ha'elohim, with the spirit, the Ruach, the Irit, the Menfes, the spirit of the Elohim. Now, what's interesting right here is that Betzalel, when we look at the name Hebraically, Betzalel, three parts there, the Beit Essentia, in, on, by way of, my preposition right there, in, on, by way of what we call the Beit, the Hebrew letter B, essential B, right? Be, in, on, Sal. We have Sal. Sal, my Sal in the Hebrew is a shadow, umbration, like an umbration or what ones would call a shadow, right? Sal, and then we have El, the Almighty, the power, Hayel, Bitzalel, right? In the shadow. So the name can be brought out in the English as in the shadow of El, in the shadow of the power. A man filled with the Ruach Elohim, with the spirit, the Ruach of the Elohim. He named him, even by name, to be the chief architect. The chief architect of HaMishkan, of the dwelling place. Now, before the construction would begin, we get here the instruction. So before the construction would begin, however, Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, reminded Moshe to warn Ha'am, to warn Amo, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to be careful. Even to be very careful here, Jah reminds Moshe to give Amo Yisrael a caution, right, to observe the Yom HaShabbat, the day of the Sabbath day. Immediately following this admonition, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim gave Moshe the tablet, right, the two tablets of the Esaret HaDibarim. Of the 10 words. So in the scripts, it's known as the 10 words, often pseudonymously referred to as the 10 commandments. And we have this in the Hebrew, also in the King of Kings Bible, as the 10 words, known as commonly as the 10 commandments, the Esaret HaDibarim, that were inscribed directly, right, by the hand of Ha'elohim, or as the scripture says, by the finger right, by the digit. You know, as you say, the digit is the finger. So was this a form of digital technology? Nothing new under the sun. By the finger, the digit of Ha'elohim, of the Elohim. Now, before Moshe returned to the camp, however, Ha'am, the people, even Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, of Yasharala, they had, especially the sons, especially among them, had talked Aaron into making an idol, right, a quote, so-called god, which they began to worship, right? Ha'elohim then told Moshe of their treachery and threatened to destroy the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites. But Moshe, he interceded. Moses performed a sort of a plea bargain here. He interceded on the Bnei Yisrael, on the children, the sons of Israel's behalf. As he rushed down the mountain with the tablets in his hand, he saw Amo Yisrael, he saw the people, Amo, dancing about the idol, the molten calf. This is another note right here. Often it's referred to another pseudo, right, pseudonymously, right, even though the translation doesn't reflect that. They call it the golden, right, the golden calf. But what the scripture calls it, even in the translation, right, the molten calf. So as he rushed down the mountain with the tablets in his hand, he saw the people dancing about the molten calf, and smashed the tablets in anger. Moshe then destroyed the Egel Masaka, the Egel, a calf, Masaka, kind of molded, sculptured, you know, the molten calf, and led the Levites, Halloween, right, the Levites. He led the Levites to do what? In slaying 3,000 of the ringleaders. Now, this is a little clip here that sometimes we share. Sometimes it's from my and I brother Moshe Levy, right, a.k.a. Shine Poe, where he speaks about the Hebrews. Well, he speaks about the Levites, right, the Levites in hard times, the spirit of the Levites right here, here, here. Just a little segue right here, 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 sima, as this is the section he's speaking about. He says men, women, and children, but in the Torah, the scriptural context, it was the ringleaders, the mandem, says the mandem, even their brothers.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev. Robin, the Rasha, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the holy one of Israel. Bring my sons on far.
Here on the air, here's Yadin. I'm Yadin Ras Iadonis Safari right here. Let's go through some more of this right here. That was Shine Poe right there. That he had to slay, you know, they slew everyone, especially the mind them that was not rolling. As he says right there, what Yisrael, the people of Israel, was supposed to be rolling with. Remember, they had come into the covenant. So here's the breaking. Here's where we get a breaking of the covenant, a broken covenant, and then the Hadasha, the renewing or the repairing, the renewing of that covenant. So even in the old, so-called Old Testament, as one's referred to it, right, we get a New Testament, like a foreshadowing of that, even right here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the coming out from the Tawi, the two lands called ancient Egypt. But now the following day after the slaying, right, by Halloween, right, the following. Remember, Moses says, who is on Yahweh's side? You see, and this will point out the guiltiness, you know what I mean, of the tribes and the faithfulness of Halloween of the Levites. So the following day, Moshe, he returned up the mountain and he begged Ha Elohim. He begged the Elohim to reaffirm the covenant. Why? Because the covenant was broken. They had broke the covenant. Now, we touched on this in connection to Purim and Chadasha, right? The names Chadasha in the translation, Chadasha, looks very similar to Hadassah, and bringing out the link there as well. They're similar, but not the same. So we sought to bring out the standing, the overstanding, the inner standing, you know, the comprehension of how they are similar, but not the same. But the point is that in Chadasha, right, Chadasha, within the Hebrew, and we have Adis, right, Adis, you know, Mades, Ades, you know, Adis, to be renewed. It's also the word to, like, repair something, and we use the analogy of, like, a flat tire. You have a flat tire, and it's, the rubber broke somewhere, but you can put a patch over it, you patch, you fix it, you pump it up again. It has been renewed. So how that word is used, you know, when one think of sometimes the New Testament, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, Latter-day Gentile Christian sense, they think of it as being totally kind of separate, but they don't recognize the connection. So here in this 21st sabbatical study for Ki Tisar in the Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 to chapter 34, verse 35, we get a perfect example of a broken covenant, right, and the renewing, right, of a new covenant, right, a new covenant. Not totally new, right, but something was broken, as in the flat tire example. But in this case, the Israelites had punctured their own tire, right? It wasn't rolling, so it wasn't rolling, it was flat, right? It was busted. So because of this, Moshe, he returned up the mountain, he aliyahed up again, as we touched on before. How many times did Moses ascend and descend the mountain? How many times did he ascend the mountain? We have about 8 times. This is one of the 8 times, right? Moshe aliyahed up, right? Ascended up the mountain and begged Ha'elohim, the Elohim, to reaffirm the Berit, Ha-Berit, to reaffirm the covenant, to basically fix Yisrael's flat tire, so to speak. I'm using that in the connection with Chadash, to renew, right? After a 40-day period of intercession and repentance, remember, Moshe was already up there for 40. So also in this time, in this season, right, even in the true church, in the professing church, there is the Abiyah Tzom, there's the great fast, the Hudah Day, there is like even Lent among other ones and ones. So here we have Moshe doing a double 40, and in the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant scriptures, we have Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri as well doing this 40-day period of time, like a fast, one might say, fasting and prayer time. Just the significance, making the connection, right? So we have like almost like 120, you know, days in a sense. It's an interesting highlight, Moses, 2 double 40s, and the Moshiach in the wilderness, in the Brit Chadasha. And that's the new covenant there. And here we have a broken covenant. And Moses goes up for a 40-day period to intercede, to plea bargain, right? And to wait in the presence of Ha'elohim, right? For that acceptance of a reaffirmation or a renewing of the covenant that the Israelites had broke. So after a 40-day period of intercession and teshuva, repentance, Yahweh, Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem finally told Moshe to carve, right, to carve a second set of tablets. But now Moses had to do it for himself. Think about this for a moment. The first one he received from Yahuwah, right, it was written with his own digit, his own finger. This time, after he had broke it, he is told to carve a second set of tablets and to meet him. To meet him at the Rosh, at the Ras, at the head, to meet him at the Rosh, right? The summit of Sinai in the Hebrews brought out as the Rosh. Rosh, Hebrew form of the Re'is, Ra'as, Ras, the head, right, the head of Sinai, the head of Sinai, where he would show, where he would show Moshe, Moses, his glory, and reveal to him the meaning and the sense, right? Because even the interpretation and interpretation, the sense of Shemo, the sense of his name, the sense of the Hashem. We say HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch, blessed be Hashem, blessed be the name. So here, Moses is also being shown, right, Yahuwah's glory, or as it says in the script, his backward parts. And we'll put this into the Chabarim, Kabbalistically speaking, right, his backward part or his back parts, and reveal, right, reveal to Moshe the meaning, the sense, right, we say the Targum of Shemo of the Hashem, the Yod Hei Wahei, Wuhu Haya, Wuhu Hawet, Wuhu Yehyeh, Betisara, Tefara, yes, I. After this dramatic encounter, this very close, this is a close encounter here, Ha'ilahim, the Elohim, reaffirmed, you could say he repeated, as it were, he renewed Ha'barit, the covenant, along with all its rites, the rituals, and the ethical, right, the ethical implication, the ethos, the ethical implications. Now, when Ha'am, when Amo Yisrael, when they saw Moshe, see, now, in this period of time, it's interesting because the people don't know what's going to happen to them now, right? You know they have messed up big time, big, big time. Even though the ringleaders, the 3,000, the ringleaders were destroyed, a lot of people, they went along with it, you know, like ones and ones do today. Going along with the so-called ringleaders or what's popping, what's popular, they go along with it. And then now they recognize, though they was not slain, the covenant, right, the covenant appears to be lost, right? But when the people, Amo Yisrael, saw Moshe coming down the mountain with the second set of tablets, right, the second set of tablets, they understood. This is how they understood. They didn't know for this 40 days. So think about that in the connection traditionally, right, Judaically, Hebraically, also among those who say they are of Christ, of Christian, among the true Christians, this sense of that fasting, right, even the Lent time fasting. Now they understood that they were forgiven, right, Salicha, Salicha, Salakia, Salicha, they were forgiven, and that Ha'barit, that the covenant, this divine contractual agreement had been renewed. This is the key word, chadasha. It had been renewed, right? It had been like re-instituted, right? It's once again in effect again. But there's this limbo that the people now, right, waiting for these 40 days, not knowing whether Moshe is going to be successful, right, in going up to the high court, you know, and getting the people a pardon, forgiveness, and restoring that covenant. Now, when they approached Moshe now, right, when they saw Moses coming down there and they saw the tablets, they said, okay, yeah. They started to approach Moshe, right, draw near to Moses, however, right, they drew back. So they began to approach Moshe. This reminds me of when Yahuwah, when Ha'ilahim was speaking those 10 words, as Matthew says, his advice to all, right, to fulfill those 10 words, the 10 commandments, right, that when Moses went into the thick darkness, the thick darkness, right, to, on that one-on-one with Ha'ilahim, the people drew back. Now, similarly, when they approached Moses coming down from the mountain, recognizing they were forgiven and then the covenant was renewed, they drew forward and then they drew back. One step forward, what? Two steps or so backward? They drew back in fear, in dread, in fear. Why? Lamaze, why this? Why they drew back? Because his face, Moshe's face, right, his face. His face was radiant. His face shone. His face was shining with the kavod of Ha'ilahim, with the glory, the kavod, right? With that glory, with that gravity, with that glory of the Elohim. And Moses then, quickly recognizing the situation, he reassured them, right? He reassured them, however, that it's all right. You know what I mean? Don't fear, right? Al-Tiru. Like, you know, don't fear. And then he gave them a report. Then he now gives them his report, right? He gives them his report right here, right? He reported all that Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, that Jehovah, blessed be he, blessed be the name, had commanded while he was on Hahar, while he was on Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for that time. Now, when Moshe had finished, speaking with them, Moses put a veil over his face. So here we speak about veils and certain customs and traditions, but here we find Moshe, right, Rabbeinu Moses, right, our master Moses putting, right, a veil over his face. From that time on, here the scripture highlights and notes, right, that Moshe wore a veil in the camp. Though he removed it, it said that he removed it whenever he went before Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And that was when he went into the, when the tabernacle was pitched, when he went into the tabernacle to speak. Remember that the communication would take place along with the Aishans, right? With the Aishans, right? Be in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadashim, Kodesh HaKodashim, and above the mercy seat, and between the Kephraim, the Kirubim, the cherubim. So when Moses went before, that's what it means in the scripts where it says in this context, before Jehovah, before the Lord, Lifnei Yahuwah. So when he went in before Jehovah, he removed the veil to receive further directions, instructions. So here is a basic overview of this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat, Strong Ki Tisa, when you take, when you lift up, you know, when you take, when you lift up. So there's some key points here that hopefully we'll get a chance to go into. One of the first ones, the main ones, is the Great Worship chapter, chapter 30, and connected with the golden altar. There's two altars in the holy place, the brazen altar in the outer court, and then in the Kodesh, in the holy place, the first of the two, we could say, compartments, right, was placed the golden altar of Aishans. And even within the Aishans instructions, we have the Kana Bosom, that reed, like the hemp, the reed, so to speak, right? Bosom, which is sweet, that sweet reed. Yes, yes, yes. So here, brothers and sisters, are some basic questions. We'll touch on the basic questions. We move forward because of the Purim, you know, the reason for the season, the Purim season. We didn't go through the first and second Aliyot on the first, you know, or the second day, the first day of our podcasting on the Ministry Mondays, but we pick up here on this Tuesday right here, the T to T right here, yes, Rastafari. So we're going to ride out with some more on Purim, also like to touch on some of the key elementals, you know, the names, getting into names, touch on Hadasha, right? Do we touch on, yeah, we touch on Purim, right, we touched on the name Esther as well. Mordecai, Ahasuerus, and the adversary Haman. It'd be very important to touch on them as well. But here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here in the season, we have Psalm 24, which is the psalm appointed for the first day, aka also known as Sunday among the Gentiles. We have Psalm 24 right here, So first things first right here, check the psalm, get into some of the metaphysics of Purim right here, build on that as we honor by our Hebrew, our black Jewish Yehudi queen, you know, Esther. Yes, I.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kamal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Yes, 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 yes. So right here for Psalm 24, we'll write up with a couple more reasonings. We're going to share Holo, artist named Holo, by a tune, Yesh Kabod, Yesh Kabod, or Kavod. Kavod is glory. Since here, this chapter has a lot to do with his glory, the revealing of his glory, his Kabod. Kabod in the Afro-Shemitic pointing modern Hebrew, Kavod, Yesh, Yesh, there is, there exists, Kabod. Yes, they exist. They exist. Like, there's glory. There's glory. There's glory. This tune right here with Psalm 24, Be Ebrayist and Ivrit in the Hebrew.
מזמור תפגלת, ודוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סל. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
English, English, English right here, here.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
And so right here, 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 because of Purim, give some instance to Purim right here. But let's share, since we're honoring the queen, Queen Esther, and our sister, we honor another queen, another sister, Queen Makeda right here. Queen Makeda, the clean hands tune, Psalm 24, clean hands, Niki Kapayi Mubar Levab. And clean hands, Niki Kapayi Bar Levab, and a purified heart to call. Yes, sir.
holy mountain. He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Neki kapayim uvar levav. Neki kapayim uvar levav. He who has clean hands and a pure heart. He who has clean hands and a pure
right there with clean hands. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here for Purim, Sameach, happy Purim.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Just
Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
So we touched on Hadasha and Hadassah, Esther's Hebrew name. We also touched on Purim as well previously on Purim. And so right here, let's touch on Mordecai. Mordecai, the metaphysics, the basics and the metaphysics of the name, what's in the name Mordecai. So Mordecai is Hebrew, but it's from Persian, Mordecai. Means little man. It means like almost mannequin in some interpretations. Also of Merodach. Merodach has a connection within the east over there, Iran and Persia, you know, with Marduk. As we mentioned, Hester, Astir, Ishtar, Easter is all related to the name Esther, you know, and we asked the question whether Purim was ancient Judaic, is it like a Judaic, a Halloween, so to speak, the sense of mask and wearing of mask, so to speak, you know, but be that as it may, Mordecai is Hebrew from Persian, little man, mannequin, or of Merodach, a.k.a. Marduk, right, dedicated to Mars, right, some say that Mars was like a war, you know, a war god, or so forth and so on, or crushed by rebellion. Some bring out the name as crushed by rebellion and contrition. Now, Mordecai in the book of Esther was the cousin of Esther or Hadassah, according to Esther chapters 2 to 10. Right? Secondarily, there's another Mordecai, and he is a man by this name being mentioned as having returned with Zerubbabel from the Babylonian captivity. From the Babylonian captivity in Ezra chapter 2, verse 2, right? Now, the metaphysics of Mordecai, that's the basic phi cycle. Here's the metaphy cycle. That's more like the outer type. Here's the more, we say, the Hebrew spiritual, metaphysical, the application of the typology. Metaphysically speaking, Mordecai, victorious for truth, a spiritual power working in each soul, in each psyche, for its full redemption. Now, the sense of Mordecai, the Hebrew from the Persian, the Farsi, as they call Persian, the Farsi, right, means little man. And also we have contrition. These are definitions of the name Mordecai, right? This signify that sort of humbleness, which always marks the truly great individual, that truly great indivisible dual, that truly great individual, or that truly great idea, with a repentance or a turning away from error activity, from error thoughts, from even error feelings and phobias, and a firm turning to truth. So turning away from the error, right? The error, erroneous thoughts, feelings, actions, and a firm turning to truth, to reality. Mars, what about Mars in this name? Mordecai. Mars was the Babylonian god of war. Here it indicates overcoming power, because definitely even in the narrative, it's a different sort of a war, right? One might even call it a kind of a cold war until it gets to be a hot war. Now here it says, see Merodach. So here let's go and see Merodach. Merodach is also found in the translation, especially the King James Version translation. Merodach. 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 Right? This is more of the Hebrew. This refers to Mars, i.e., in S, the god of blood and slaughter, war, death, slaughter, murder, or bitter contrition, the idea being sacrifice. Mars, under the name of Merodach, which is related to Mordecai as a name, Mars, under the name of Merodach, was worshipped by the ancient Babylonians and certain Semites, right? Human sacrifices were offered to this god. Hence, Mars became the so-called god of war or of blood and slaughter. Merodach was also used as a title or a surname of some of the kings of Babylon. So Merodach as a title and Merodach as a surname of some of the kings of Babylon. We have a reference in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 2. So that's the phi cycle right there, the basic. And so here we have the meta. The meta of Merodach is the belief. There's the belief, or what is belief? What you admit as true, but you don't really know what you credit and trust in, right? The belief that war, fighting, evil, and death are necessary in man's existence and are inevitable. To the extent that an individual believes or admits as true any apparent evil or inharmony to be necessary or inevitable. It's interesting because it's this belief that war, fighting, evil, and death are necessary in man's existence and are inevitable. Some people and some of us might actually believe that or credit that or admit that might be true. So come, make a reason. To the extent that an individual believes or admits as true or credits any apparent evil or inharmony to be necessary or inevitable, and fears it and create phobias concerning it. To that extent, metaphysically, metaphysically, he or she worships the thought for which Merodach stands. He or she worships the Babylonian god Merodach, and not the true Hailahim, the true Elohim, in whom is good only. To the extent that one believes or admits in evil of any kind and magnifies it in one's consciousness, magnifying in one's consciousness, bigging it up in one's consciousness by doing what? Thinking about it. To the extent one will remain in confusion. And what's the definition of confusion? Habarim, it's Babylon. So come out of her, Cha people. So right there they have a reference here to see Berodach Baladan, but we're not going to go there right here just to get a basic. Now, Ahasuerus, right?
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Ye receive not of her plagues. He received not of her slave,
not of her slave, not of her slave,
not of her slave,
not of her slave,
not
of her slave.
I'm going to testify.
Come out of her. Yeah, that Merodach worship. You know, that Merodach worship. This is interesting right here. Just some of the elementals of Purim, just touching on some basics here. Let's touch on the king. The king, right? Ahasuerus, also known as Xerxes. I know from one name to the next, you want to say, how do you get Xerxes from Ahasuerus. Anyway, in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew sense of that Persian name is Ahasuerus or Ahasuerus, but it's often translated elsewhere, like in secular, you know, knowledge, historical knowledge, as Xerxes. So we have Ahasuerus. This is the Hebrew from Persian. And Ahasuerus or Xerxes, what does it mean, Chaverim? The Hebrew from Persian, so Persian is the more original tongue of Ahasuerus. It means a lion. It has a kind of a dual meaning of a lion. Right, Ahasuerus, Xerxes, and king, Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus, king of Persia. We have this in Esther chapter 1, verse 1 to the end of the book. Ahasuerus, Xerxes. Metaphysics of Ahasuerus with the meaning of lion and the reference to king, lion, king. We have the metaphysical is the will. This represents Ahasuerus, king of Persia, the lion, the will of Persia, king of Persia, as the will puffed up, the will bigged up, puffed up by its conquest and dominated by ambition. The will, that faculty known as will or willpower, puffed up by its conquest and dominated by ambition. It is the function of the will, the function of the will, right, in all, right? And we're not talking about free will, all that kind of rah-rah pseudo-philosophical stuff, but the basic principle of the will. It's the function of the will, right, to rule. And when man, the human being, is more ambitious than wise, again, it's the function of the will, of one's will, right, that faculty of will to rule. And when a man, when a human being is more ambitious than wise, he or she often makes a spectacle of himself. The edict to destroy the Yehudim, the Judeans, the Judahites, that King Ahasuerus, Xerxes, sent forth at the instigation of Haman, of Haman, right, represents one of those foolish and unreasoning laws that we lay down when we are influenced by sense consciousness. Now everybody talking about conscious. Consciousness means to be awake, right? But you haven't answered the second part of that wakefulness. Awake to what? It's interesting because even the script says that there will be like a resurrection of those who have an inclination to the good and a resurrection of those who have the inclination to the not good. So it almost seems as though there would be a sort of a double, right, a resurrection, right? So one can be conscious and influenced, their consciousness can be influenced, but we look at the case of Ahasuerus being instigated by Haman, right, to destroy the Yehudim, the Judeans, right? This represents one of those foolish and unreasoning laws that we lay down when we are influenced by the sense, the sensual, right, the sense consciousness, or what is known metaphysically as the satana, right, the satana of the senses, not the satan, but the feminine aspect of that. Queen Esther, right, now Queen Esther, Ishtar, Queen Esther, in her relation to King Ahasuerus, Xerxes, represents the power of love, of true love, of love to win the will from self. So her power was to use her love, right, to win his will from his own selfishness. The fast that was held by the Yehudim, the Judeans, signifies a denial, right, a denial of all selfishness, right, in the expression of love. The golden scepter, within the narrative, there's the golden scepter. This symbolizes wisdom, or chokmah. Also Hebraically and Afro-Shemitically, a female, a divine feminine principle, chokmah, wisdom. So here's one more right here, and this would be Haman. So we have Haman, right? Haman also is another Hebrew, it's in the Hebrew sense, but it derives or it comes out from the Farsi or the ancient Persian, right? The ancient Persian, right? You have Haman. What's the meaning of Haman, right? Haman means magnificent, the name, right? The name means magnificent, splendid, celebrated, famed, solely in the sense of solely or only. It refers and relates to the planet Mercury. Remember, Mercury was said to be like the messenger, right? So the planet Mercury. Also, Haman, within the sense of Haman, it has a sense of noise and arrogance, right? A tumult, Haman, inner commotion, and the sense and the idea of trouble. Who was Haman? Haman was the son of Hammedata, Haman, son of Hammedata, the Agagite, right? He was very high in the favor of King Ahasuerus of Persia, and he laid a plot for the destruction of all the Yehudim, all the Judeans who were in that land. He was thwarted, however, by Mordecai and Esther, and was hanged on the very gallows, right? He had built gallows, like lynching stuff, right? Gallows that he had built for Mordecai, he was hanged on it, deuces to Haman. Now, the metaphysics of Haman, right, is that Haman, being the son of Hamendata, the Yehudi enemy, according to Esther chapter 9, verse 10, this stands for the activity. There's an activity of the phase of the carnal, the more fleshy consciousness. You see, you thought that all consciousness is one. No, there are different types of consciousness, right? This is the phase, right? The phase of carnal, fleshy consciousness in man. This is what is meant by the Satan, Ha-Satan, the Satan, right? Ha-Satan being that carnal, right? The phase, the activity of the phase, right, of the carnal consciousness in man, in the human being, is the adversary, the Ha-Satan, metaphysically speaking, to the spiritual, right, nature of man, the higher nature. And that gives itself up particularly to working against man's spiritual, man's really just, right, thoughts and tendencies. His highest, right, spiritual beliefs, admittances, credits, trusts, and aspirations. And this right here is representative of the Yehudim. Now, because it's on the same page right here, we have Hamendata. Who is Hamendata? This is also his Hebrew from Persian. Hamendata, the father of Haman, the Yehudi, right, the Jews and the tribe of Judah enemy, right? Hamendata means who troubles the law, one who troubles the law, or a agitator of the law. It reminds me of the song where it says, you know, by mischief, you know, what ones do by mischief of law, right? And Agagites, right? And Agagites, father of Haman, son of Hamendata, the Yehudi enemy, the Jews' enemy. Esther chapter 9, verses 10 and verse 24. The metaphysics of Hamendata, Agag, like Agag. Now, this now goes in some deeper history, like into the scripture. And when we metaphysically kind of like mine it out, you know, we get some more applications. The Agagites, right? Agag. If we go back to the time of Saul, the first king of Israel from the tribe of Benjamin, it's also noteworthy that both Esther and Mordecai are of the tribe of Benjamin, but they are Yehudi. They are Judean. They are Judahites, right? We have Saul. He was sent out to destroy, like, the Agagites, but he saves one as a hostage for some ransom, some kind of stuff Saul was thinking, you know what I mean, and everything, you know? And so one's now connect what Saul did, right, was a falling short, and what Esther and Mordecai does here is a kind of a closing off of what Saul had left kind of wide open, where he speared some of the people that he was supposed to destroy, right? But here, the metaphysics of Agag is the adversary, Ha-Satan. Ha-Satan, the Satan, the op, in the sense of the ruling ego, the ruling I. Like when somebody says I, what I you speaking of? This, the ruling ego of the adverse carnal consciousness, the adverse, the satanic, carnal, fleshy consciousness in man. Hamendata, father of Haman, the Yehudi's enemy, signifies a phase of the carnal, the satanic, the adverse, the adversarial consciousness in man, in humanity, that works against the law of being, the Torah of being. Thus the name, he who troubles HaTorah, the law, the directions, instruction, the agitator of the direction, instructions, here applied to the Torah of being. More particularly as it relates to man's really just,
their righteous thoughts and deeds and actions and tendency, man's highest intellectual and spiritual beliefs, credits, trusts, and aspirations here in the narrative represented by the Yehudim. Here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, looking at the time that we have right here, there's a further study connected with Agag, right, as well as with Haman. So we'll pick up on that as we move forward, forward right here, here, here on the Ed and the Iris. Once again, Dubwise, let's get a hearing right here of Purim for Purim, the book of Esther.
I'm going to testify.
The Book of Esther, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces, that in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 84 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days, in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcass, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was Karshina, Shethar, Admetha, Tarshish, Merez, Marcena, and Memucan, the 7 princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to law, because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes, and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes, when it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both the great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan, for he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. Chapter 2. chapter 2. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Hegi the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them, and let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now, in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her her things for purification with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces, and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth, and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Chapter 3. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants which were in the king's gate said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, The silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. And the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed. Chapter 4. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai, and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatak, and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants, and all the people of the king's provinces, do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther hath said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, My petition and my request is, If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. Then went Haman forth that day, joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said moreover, Yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself, and tomorrow am I invited unto her also with the king. Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Chapter 6 On that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, What honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, There is nothing done for him. And the king said, Who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said unto him, Behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, Let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, What shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, For the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought which the king useth to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor. Then the king said to Haman, Make haste, and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew that sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hasted to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains, and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. Chapter 7 So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, Queen Esther, and it shall be granted thee? And what is thy request, and it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom? Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, Will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, Behold also, the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, Hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Chapter 8. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, If it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight and the thing seem right before the king and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is, the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts, on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the posts that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Parshandatha, and Dalphond, and Aspatha, and Poratha, and Adalia, and Aridatha, and Parmashta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Vajezatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther the queen, The Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee? Or what is thy request further, and it shall be done? Then said Esther, If it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan. But on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey, on the 13th day of the month Adar. And on the 14th day of the same rested they and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof and on the 14th day thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore, the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting and a good day and of sending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them. Because Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast poor, that is, the lot, to consume them, and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device which he devised against the Jews should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore, they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. And that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. Chapter 10. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea. And all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. The end of the book of Esther. 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 End of the book of Esther.
Babylon no like nothing.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump!
If tomorrow is Judgment Day.
Original Justice Man. Champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
What you think, what you do, and what you say, hey.
fi play. Hey, can't run from the charge. Can't run, can't hide. Run to the mountain won't save ya. Run to the sea and the sea won't drown ya. Run to the rock and the rock won't crush ya. Run to the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And a fat fighter, get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but there's only a few. Make sure that you're part with the righteous crew. And never indulge up in a false view. It's the eyes and view, not at the right crew. Healthy food, keep your pure and you.
Purim Sameach, also happy Purim, but also there's the apocryphal, there's the rest of Esther. So there's the apocryphal of Esther as well. Don't have time to get into some of those details because that we have from chapter 10. It's interesting because even in the KJV and other English versions, it's like a very short, you know, so chapter 10 is very short. But anyway, just pointing that out right here on the ear. Got a little bit more on today's daily psalm before we seal up right here, brothers and sisters, for this T2T, Testify Tuesday, here the third day of the Shavuot, corresponding with Purim.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice.
Rastafari. One more tune right here for our Hebrew Black Queen. Right here we have another sister Aisha bringing out the works, you know, the works of Esther and Mordecai. It's interesting because there's a really connection, there's a deep connection between Saul, first king of Israel, who had let some of Haman's people escape, though he was under strict orders, and what is sealed up here. And this is what the apocryphal book brings out a little bit more. Hopefully we'll touch on it in this Shabbat, but right here, Sister Aisha, Job Engine. Yes, sir. So right here, here we have the Apocrypha. This is a volume one, a reprint from an old, a pretty good old version of some of the Apocryphal books right here, here. It's a two volume. Hopefully we'll get this on the press again. We had it available some years ago, but here we have a copy here, a hard copy, and has the rest of the chapters of the book of Esther. The rest of the chapters of the book of Esther right here, here from chapter 10. And it's right after the book of Judith or Yodit, Judas as well. You know, for some of the Hebrew and Israelite, you know, the woman who played significant roles, as it were, in interesting ways, as we have Esther right here. And this is like the rest of the chapters of the book of Esther, but I just want to share just a little something right here before we just seal off a little something on Psalm 24, you know, some of the mistranslations that have crept in, you know, a very important psalm. Hopefully we get that in right here, here. So here we have the rest of the chapters of the book of Esther, right, from like chapter 10, right, from chapter 10 to I think chapter, was it? Chapter 10 to chapter 16. So it ends off, what we have in the KJV is up to chapter 10, and chapter 10 is rather short. But here, it is a footnote right here, additional notes we like to share with the eye there. And this is in chapter 10. And it says right here, this is the footnote right here. So Haman and someone named Shimshai had turned from the days to the months because they were trying to find the right day, you know, to do this act against the Judean, the Yehudi, against Jah people. And then they went to like the month looking for what the right month would be. Now, the whole Pur, the Pur is like a dice, and Purim is like a roll of a dice, you know? So he turned to, it wasn't just gambling, it was a gamble, yes, but it had other significances, you know, to find when the most so-called propitious time, the most favorable time. So Haman and Shimshai turned from the days to the month. The horoscope was almost equally adverse. They didn't find anything really too good because, check this right here. They began with the month Nisan or Abib coming up. We're coming up on a Pesach month, Abib, the April-May approximate time. It was the month in which the destroying Malach, the destroying angel, had passed over Yisrael. And Pesach, the Passover festival, was instituted. The month of Iyar was the month in which the manna fell. The month of Siwan, HaTorah, the Torah had been given at Sinai. Those months must be excluded. So when they was going over, you know, his local astrologer, whoever he turned to in the Pur, the rolling of the dice, this gamble that he was about, right? Then, quote, where fell not the lot on the months of what they call Tammuz and Ab. I think that's like the, what is it, the fourth and fifth month, if we're correct. They spake before Elohim, Lord of the world,
we have suffered sorrow enough from one of the ancient Midrash teachings. So two evils must not occur in 1 month, it is said. And in Tammuz, which is like the hot month, the summer month, right, the walls of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, were thrown down. In Ab, right, the Israelites, B'nai Yisrael, in the wilderness ceased to die. And Providence, Yireh, Jireh, Yahweh Yireh, Providence began again to speak with Moshe. The month Elul was feared, for in it Moshe ascended Sinai a second time to receive the fresh tables, tablets of HaTorah. That's what we're reading right here in this 21st sabbatical study for Ki Tisah right here, the correspondence. And in it, the same month, the same time, the walls of Jerusalem were completed according to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. So the month of Tishri was sacred on account of the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, and Sukkot and Tabernacle, the Feast of Tabernacle. The month of Marcheswan, it was just given the names that they knew out over in the Babylon Persia region, but we can go over this in the more Hebraic numbering of the months, was the month in which Noah, as we get into winter moons, right? Noah and his family were saved from the flood. Sarah, the matriarch, died in the way. Kislev was the month of the dedication, the Hanukkah of the Heikal, the temple. The month of Tebet, as we're coming more like now, like to the, what would be like the January, corresponds to January time. The month Tebet has suffered enough through the anger of Yerushalayim, right, against Yerushalayim of King Nebuchadnezzar, and could appeal to the merit of Ezra's actions. Ezra chapter 10, verse 6. This is going through, well, what was Haman trying to do when he's rolling the dice? You know, it's the Purim, the roll of dice, but what was he trying to kind of divine? He's trying to divine the right time. So he gets to the month of Shabbat, right, or Shavat was the month, the first month of the trees, the month of the trees, which flourished with the first fruits, and the month in which Yisrael rallied to Ha'elohim, to the Elohim, to punish the crimes that are described in Judges chapter 18 and chapter 19. There remained the month of Adar. There were no opposing powers. They were looking for opposing powers. You know, like they don't want to like curse you on a time when, at a time of the year where Jah, you know, had blessed you. It's like, that's not good, you know, but they found this kind of little gap according to their understandings, right? And so they found this month right here, Adar, there was no opposing powers. Yet to make all sure, Haman, he turned to the signs of the Mazalot in the book of Mazalot, you find that in the book of Job, speaking about the 12, you know, the heavenly tribes, or the what they call, the Greeks call the zodiac, the heavenly tribes, right? He found no help till he came to the sign of the fish, corresponding to the month of Adar. The Aries was a type of Passover, Pesach, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. The Taurus of Joseph in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 17. And the burnt offering, Leviticus 22 and 27. The Gemini were reflected in Perez and Zara in Genesis chapter 38 and 27. Leo, the Aryeh, the Anbesa, Leo, and Daniel, the descendant of Yehuda of Judah, according to Genesis 49 and 9. The Virgo or Betulah, the virgin, we have the three children who, like the chaste virgin, the Betulah in the Hebrew for that constellation, Betulah, right, the damsel, the Betulah, who knows only her own husband, remain faithful to their Elohim and to HaTorah, according to Daniel chapter 3. Libra, We have Libra, the scales in Eob and Job, chapter 6, verse 2. Scorpio, the scorpion in Yehezkel, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 6. Sagittarius in Joseph. In Joseph, we have chapter 49, Genesis 49 and 24. Capricornus, the goat in Jacob, in Yaakov, in Genesis 27 and 16. Aquarius in Moshe. Aquarius in Moses in Exodus chapter 2, verse 19. But when Haman, the Yehudi, the Judeans, the tribe of Judah, enemy, came to the sign of Pisces, he joyfully exclaimed, he was happy now. He said, this month can point to nothing propitious for the Yehudi, for Jah people. And in this month, did their teacher die, did Robenu, speaking of Moshe. He knew not that in this month Moshe had been born. He knew that was the month that Moshe died, but he didn't know that that is the month that he had been born. And he cried, right, as great fishes swallow their one, so will I swallow Yisrael. Hailehim said to him, thou wretched man, fishes do indeed sometimes swallow, but sometimes they are swallowed. And thou shalt be swallowed of those who were to be swallowed. Here the connection of Esther 9 and 1 and one of the ancient Midrash studies on this. He also overlooked what the Targum, the sense, the interpretation says, the passage that foretold that the sons of Joseph, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Ephraim were to increase as the fishes of the sea. So just to bring out that idea on Purim and also to expand, you know, a little bit on the Hebrew astro theological implications that are known and were known in the scripts. Yes, I, Rastafari. Right here, here, here. Yes, I. English-wise, right here. Let's bring this forward, brothers and sisters and brothers. Yes, I. Yeah, the psalm. I don't know if we have the full or full time.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
So here, a little English and the Hebrew right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, 24.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Mizmor Kafdalet, Le David Mizmor, L'Adonai Haaretz Umeloah, Tevel Veyosh Veba, Kihu Al Yamim Yesada, Veal Neharot Yechoneneha, Mi Yaale Vehar Adonai, Umi Yakum Bimkom Kocho, Neki Chapaim Uvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasa Lashav Nafshi, ולא נשבע למרמה.
Yissa veracha me'et Adonai, utzedaka me'elohei yisho. Ze dor dorshav mevakeshe fanecha Yaakov zela. Se'u she'arim ra'shechem, vehinas'u pithe olam, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויושבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם, ינשאו פתחי עולם. ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם. ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, so here. And that song right there, two key verses about lift up your head, you know, lift up all your gates. It has a theme of lifting up the head, and that's the key tisa. Just to connect right here, the key tisa here for this 21st, and these two verses that we're just going to zoom into on the outro right here from Psalm 24. We call it from the English, the KJV, mistranslations or miscontextualizations of verse 7 and 9. It's a quick review right here as we have this key tisa, when you take et rosh. The English says when you take the sum. The word sum is rosh. Rosh is the head. It's a head count right here. Ki tisa, when you take or when you lift up et rosh b'nei Yisrael. When you lift up the head. Et rosh, the ra. So right here. Look what reason in on the outro.
Princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says lift up. Translation has a lot to be desired, or there's a lot that is missing in the translation of Psalm 24 and 7. You know, as we've already seen in the Amharic liturgy, is clearly open ye the gates, princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And I know this is from, you know, studying and being able to, you know, comprehend little by little the Amharic, where it says, enant mekwanentoch verochen kafetu. Enant, right? You can say enantever in this form, enant, you all, mekwanentoch, you all princes. Same word, root word, mekonen, you all princes. As princes shall come out of Egypt, you all princes. Now the Hebrew, ra shekem, is speaking to those rashes, those who are the heads, to open up the gates. But the way the translation is, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. But you see, it's kind of backward, you know what I mean? It's kind of convoluted. Psalm 24 and 7 and verse 9 of this sabbatical psalm is convoluted, because if you look at the Hebrew, it is se'u, right? Su'u, she'arim. Su'u or she'arim. Rashekem. Rashekem. So the Rashekem, what you're saying is open, all your open, like open gates, you heads. Open gates, you heads. Like you're coming into a city or a compound, right? And you're basically saying almost like open up the garage in a sense. Like open up, you know, to those who are the heads. So you're speaking to the heads, but the way the translation in the English is the King James is given, we are, it's like convoluted because it's so, oh wow, because I noticed in the liturgy, the Kadase, the Ethiopian, the liturgy of the Ethiopian church, where we find this, and we first find it in the Anaphora of the Apostles, verse 66 and 67, where the assistant deacon shall say while the assistant deacon is entering, he will say, open ye the gates, princes. That's a translation based on the Royal Amharic and non-tmequanintoch berochen kufetu. Kufetu. The command is kufetu. Like in the Hebrew, the command is su'u. Su'u sha'arim. So you're not, the gates, you're speaking to the gate. You're not speaking, the way the Hebrew is, it's like, open gates, heads, you heads, y'all, like, Ra'oshekem, or Ra'ashekem, Ra'ashekem, the Ra'ashe are heads, and the Kem is all of y'all. The Kem is the part of the Hebrew that says you all. Like we say, Aleikem, Shalom Aleikem, Ra'ashekem. Kem, y'all are the Kem, right, you know, to you all. So the Se'u, right, the Se'u means to open up. You're given a command, open up, but that command is not to the gates. The command is concerning the gates, the Sha'arim, the Sha'ar. A Sha'ar is a gate. The Sha'arim, the Yod Mim, is gates. So it's like commanding the princes who are keeping the gates to open the gates. Because when I read it in the English and looking at the Amharic, and looking at the next verse, verse 67, right, in this pattern of the prayer of the fraction that's found in many of the other aliyah, the Christian aliyah called anaphoras, it says, ye who are standing, bow your heads. But then I say, wait, hold on for a moment. You look at the English, Psalm 24 and 7, you'll think, doesn't it say to lift up your heads? Then you read the liturgy, the Kadase, and it says, bow your heads. You who are standing, bow your heads. So when I saw that there, I said, wait, hold up. Something doesn't seem... It seems as if it were. Something's not right right here. So I was meditating this for a moment, and then I said, let me look at the Hebrew. And looking at the Hebrew, I'm like, oh, whoa. The Hebrew is almost, you know, the Amharic in the Hebrew is very clear. His Majesty's Bible is very clear. It gives us the clarity of it. So where the unclarity or the lack of clarity is in the translation. The translator seems to have confounded the idea because since this is a song is sometimes prose is constructed differently than regular verse. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, like in a song lyric, sometimes in lyric, it's kind of, it could be even in a sort of a verse order. It needs to be dealt with, not dealt with, but, you know, addressed. When you compose verses, you know, like a rhyme is composed differently than if you're writing somebody a regular, you know, just talking, hey, how you doing? You know, I saw so and so, and, you know, just random things. That's differently than if you now go into a verse. So if you're writing somebody a letter, just talking to them, and then you get into a little verse or a little poem or something, the order will be different even if you don't construct the sentences differently, like, you know, how poems are written, and you just write it like a regular text. When they're reading it, how the words, you know, the word order and stuff like that will in a sense reveal that, okay, this is a rhyme right here, or this is a poem. So poem verses or composition, so that's what the Psalms are. The Psalms are musical, like the miktams, you know, miktam and engraving, or a poem, you know, like the kine. You know, poetry is differently. So this is a poetical construction. If you look at the Hebrew, you can really see the, you know, the poetical verse by verse, the rhyme. You can see the inner rhyme or the different potentials of rhyme. So like a musician looking at the Hebrew or even the Amharic, you can see the different ways that as a singer or player of instrument, you could express it. But however you express it, you will keep in heart and mind the rhyme. So what happened, it seems as though that the translator, in translating this, got confounded because they did not understand that it's really a song. So the way it reads, it's almost opposite of how it should. The way it's translated, it's like, lift up your heads, O ye gates. It should be, lift up the gates, right? Lift up the gates, O you heads. That's how it should be translated. So I and I are going to seek to clarify this, and I speaking this forward to I and I brothers and sisters, that it should be lift up the gates, O you heads, right? And be lifted up, it says, ye everlasting doors, right? It, in a sense, it is speaking figuratively to the, you know, to the doors, in a sense, you know, be lifted up. But it's the command is being given to the heads. The command to be given to the head people, you know, to the princes. The princes are here. In the Hebrew, the princes are called Rasis or Rashe. Rashe is a pluralization, you know, Rashe Kemp, right? Rashe Kemp. So the Rashe Kemp, right? To you heads, to you Rasis. You Rasis, like, open up the gates, right? And let them be opened up. Let those gates be opened up, right? Even in the sense of lifted up, you know, because in order to open the gates, look at the old time gates of a city. It's like almost like the gates of a fence. You have to lift up that latch. So when you lift up that latch, the gate can open up. So if there's ones who are keeping those gates, you are commanding them. So then the sense of it now, of the liturgy, makes perfect sense. And there's even revelations in the revelation where the deacon, the diakon, then would say, right, the one who's serving, remember the deacon has to do with the service and the serving, right? Ye who are standing, right? Get up, stand up, stand up for your right, stand up in your righteousness, right? Ye who are standing, bow your heads. Because the idea here is there's like a city, and the bride or the bridegroom, we can say, right, the king is coming in. And in the king coming in, the one who goes before is saying, hey, open up the gates, you know, the king of glory is coming in. And so the question back and forth is almost like when they open up the gates, well, who is it? I mean, who is this King of Glory? You know, so this is back and forth right here. So now that when it becomes clear who this King of Glory is, right, the princes who are standing in a humble way, you know, they humble themselves as before, you know, as the presence of the king comes through. You know what I'm saying? You know, they bow their heads. They still are standing because they're the princes. They're the, like you say, the holy warriors, you know, the good soldiers. Right, so they're standing at attention, you know. But as the procession passes of the King of Glory, like through the gates, you know, they bow their heads, they humble themselves. That's why it says, Lord Eternal. Then the priests come forward in the naphora of the apostles, Lord Eternal, who knows what is hidden and what is manifest before thee, thy people, Jah people, have bowed their heads, have humbled themselves, and to thee have subdued the stubborn hearts of their body. So this is speaking to each of I and I and we must subdue the stubborn hearts, the feelings and emotions, right? The mix-up moods and attitudes, the stubborn hearts of their bodies. We're asking the eternal to look from his holy dwelling place. Look from thy worthy dwelling place. For where does he dwell? In Zion, right? Bless them, men and women. Incline thine ear to them and hearken and hear their prayer. Hear their abetuta, you know, their abets, you know, their old father. Confirm them with the strength of thy right hand. Help them and protect them from evil affliction. Be a guardian both to their bodies and to their souls, and increase to them both men and women thy faith and the fear, or the reverence, the respect of thy name, through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee, with him, and with the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irid, be glory and dominion both now and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. So now it makes more sense. You know, I looked at that and I said, why does it open ye the gates, princes? And I was thinking about the King James translation where it says, lift up your head, you know, lift up, what is it right here? Lift up, how do they translate it? Lift up your heads. Yeah, lift up your heads, O you gates. I'm like, that makes sense. That makes sense right there. And then I was thinking about them heart. And not mequanentos, barochin kufetu. You know, kufetu, 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 kufetu. Then it says, yizulalem de jochin yikafetu. So it's in a different form, yikafetu, like that opening. The idea is once that command goes through, now the gates are opening, but then there's some questioning of, you know, like who is it? You know, like who is it? Who is coming forward? Now we recognize who it is, like almost like when this Psalm 24 goes through, right? When we recognize who it is, then we have the response of the diakon, ye who are standing, bow your heads. So I bow your heads, and the mistranslation here in verse 7 and 9 of the King James Version, this kind of convolute, where the verse is convoluted in a sense. And I think that on a level, I think it was an innocent mistake. I think so. Because, you know, you really have to, how can I say, not everybody from the Western Gentile, you know, they can translate it, understand the words, but then there's some nuances in the words. Because here is a poem, and when you look at the Hebrew, you know, when you look at the Hebrew, Seor, right, Seor, Sha'arim, Ra Shekem, right, Seor, Sha'arim, Ra Shekem, open up the gates, you heads, you all, you, speaking directly to a multitude of heads, of Rasis, right, Ra Shekem, you all, Rasis, Ra Shekem, Seor, right, Seor She'arim, Seor She'arim, Seor She'arim, open up the gates, open up, you know, open up these gates, right, and then when you look at the Psalm 24, there's that, you know, like in the next verse, it says, who is this King of Glory? Because when the command is given to open up the gates, it's basically saying that the King of Glory is coming in, you know, announcing, like announce that the King is coming in. But there's obviously some among the heads, or the Mequanites, the princes, or somebody is questioning, who is this King of Glory? So then you know, the responsa, you know, it's almost like the password. Remember that part in His Majesty's autobiography about the password? About what the password would be, and if one did not give the right answer, they belong to the enemy. You know, they do not belong, you know, to the King, in other words. So we see here, there's almost like a password here. Who is this King of Glory? And the right response is that it's Yahweh. It's Jah, strong and mighty. It's Yahweh. It's Jah, mighty in battle. Right? And then you almost see it kind of repeat again, where it's like, lift up the gates, O you heads. Right? Seor Sha'arim, Ra Shekem. Right? Even lift up the doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. You know, then again is the question, who is this King of Glory? Now I want to say, well, why would there be this double question, right? If you notice how it is in military, there's always the double check. You know what I mean? There's always that confirmation. You know, like you give some information and they repeat it. Like, okay, just to confirm, you said alpha, beta, gamma, delta. You know, yes, alpha, beta, check, roger that. You know, copy. You know, now we copy. We copied it, but we want to confirm that. Is this what you said? You said this? You know, who is the King of Glory? You know, and maybe on the confirmation, the second response would have a little bit of the first, but then there's a change, and you see the change in verse, you know, in verse 10, where it says, "Who is this King of Glory? Mihu ze melek, mihu ze melek, zemelek, mihu ze melek." You know, it's me who, you know, the me, me literally is who in the English sense, and then we have who is he? So it's like who he, ze, this. Melech ha-kavod, 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 melech ha-kavod, right? Who is this King of Kavod, or Kavod, Kabada, right? This Kabada Negus, right? Who is this, you know, King of Glory? Mihu, right? It's kind of mihu, it's kind of a little pun there, because who is, and me means who, right? And the next word is who, right? Or huwa in the older, but in the more, you know, who, right? Mihu, who he. Who he, ze, this, right, you know, when we say ze, 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 you know what I mean? Ze, right, melech, ze melech, this king, ha kavod, this king, the glory, or this king of the glory. And the response, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh Tzebaot, right, Yahweh Tzebaot, who, melech, he is the king, ha kavod, right, who melech ha-kavod? That's the response. So to the question, mihu ze melech ha-kavod? The response is Yahweh Tzebaot, who melech ha-kavod? And then you have Selah, right, or the Selah. You know what I mean? And the Selah also, right, there's a hand sign of where, almost like in, you see it in the world in the sense where you put the hands up. It's almost like when in football, you put up the hands for a touchdown. It's almost like that sign, like that U, that high sign. You know what I mean? The Selah. You know, put up the hands. You know, put your hands up. Put your hands up. You got the announcing. You know, Mihu. You know, who is he? You know, Mihu. Mihu Zemelech HaKavod. You know, who is this King of Glory? Right? Yahweh Tzebaot. Who Melech HaKavod? Right? Mihu Zemelech HaKavod. right? Ketamawi Halasalasi. Who Melech HaKavod? Who Melech? He. Who? Melech. Who? Melech HaKavod. Right? He is the Melech HaKavod. Alright, so don't say you never know who the Melech HaKavod is. Alright, now you gotta know who the Melech HaKavod. You got it? You got it. Good?
Good.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Yes, 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 yes.
That was recorded around the Shabbat Shalom. Some things old, some things new. But Shavuot Tov, a good strong seven. Brothers and sisters, y'all bless the eye, keep the eye and eye and eye. Cause his face is grace, shine the eye and eye. Gerard eye and eye. Yeshua Shalom, victorious. Shalom, peace, well-being. Life, health, and strength. Shalom, Havarim, Shalom.